Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in with us here this morning. Gosh, Tom, I don't even know if you know, but I had a really hard week. My mom passed away, and you know, you just never know that you're going to ever have to go through that. And I just want to get that out right off the bat so I can know that she's still here in my heart. And thank you for all the wishes. I can't even imagine how many people that I don't even know that were on, you know, Facebook and just calls and gratitude.
And that's the thing, Kim, I did see that. And it's always sad, no matter what, when people say, because, you know, we all know what's going to happen. I remember when my grandmother-in-law passed at 99, everybody was completely broken down. And just because I think logically, which is terrible sometimes, I think she had 99 great years, but it was still profoundly sad.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that we all go through. And I did see it, and it was nice to see all the people.
Yeah.
And you realize how many people are out there who care, which is another wonderful part of
it is.
All the people in your world.
Yeah, and you know, and that's what life's about. And I realize that's one of the things that I love about my show is just the support. And I hope that all of you have an amazing support system out there. I want to thank Elise Gelman, one of my dear friends here. She's here with me. Said, let me just drive you up there, and I really appreciate. I know you lost your mom really early, and it, you know, you never plan for stuff like this. Like you said, you know it's going to happen, but when it happens so suddenly, it just, you know. Anyways, big shout out to my mom. I'm sure she's sitting right here listening, and, you know, she's like, she used to say, wait a minute, you were talking to a Monica and you didn't say anything about me, you know. So she was one of my biggest cheerleaders, so. Anyways, all right. Well, I just want to start off with that. And of course, I want to start off with a moment of motivation. The secret of being happy is accepting where you are in life and making the most of every day. That's really what I try to live by. And I've given some time down and just to honor, you know, what we're going through. And I hope that if anybody else is going through some hard times in their life that, you know, my dad always says, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going on. So, again, if you're just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom and, of course, Elise. We've got a great show for you today. I do want to remind you that you can get any of our newsletters. They'll come to you on your emails. Also, to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Also, there's a contest right now at Readers' Ventura kind of help me out?
I think we're in the Ventura Star.
Ventura Star, yes. Reader's Choice. So we appreciate that. We've won the last couple of years. And just, you know, it's just knowing that we're doing a good job. That's all it's about. So anyways, again, I do want to remind you that our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Also, we've got a great show for you today. We are going to be here from all the way till 8 o'clock and then again from 2 to 3. And I do want to remind you that all of our shows are completely different. And if you miss any of them, you can always download them on our podcast at iTunes/Kim Pagano Show. And I'd love you to do that and just, you know, rate them. Tell us what you like about them. We love all the feedback and all the winners that we talk to. Our first guest today is Juliana Hever, and she is the author of A Vegetarian Diet. Also joining us today is Kat Smiley, the author of The Planet Friendly Diet. And lastly, we'll be talking with NABO, Ventura County's Bravo nominee, Ollie Anderson, and President-elect and chair of the Bravo Awards, Brenda Tazarian. And with that, I'm so excited to start our show again. I thank you again for all the output and always being here with me and listening to our show. And we'll be here from 6 to 8 and then again from 2 to 3. Tom, you want to talk about all of our great giveaways?
Yes, Kim, let's start off with Pete's Breakfast House. Have a hearty breakfast with the freshest ranch, eggs, and farm produce. That's in town, anywhere around town. You'll find Pete's Breakfast House to be the best, 2055 East Main Street in Ventura. If you need a night out, we have one night stay at the Clock Tower Inn in Ventura, dinner at Now Restaurant. Boy, what a great, great time you'll have there. Along with that, we have The Illusionist, live from Broadway, playing at the Pantages Theater through March 13th. If you want to go to a play that has shattered box office records, you will find it with The Illusionist. Harlem Globetrotters still making people laugh playing basketball, and they are in their 90th year, and they have a big show at the Citizens Business Bank in Ontario and also in Los Angeles. Kim, those are great prizes.
Aren't they great? Also, thank you so much. I do, and you know what? Let's just start off with the Pete's Breakfast House at 805-419-0008. I do want to do a big shout out for some of our new and past listeners for calling in. It's really that easy. We love to give away things, and Elise, you've been actually connecting with a lot of them, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's so fun to hear what they love about it. Also, I'm really excited to welcome our new sponsor, Dr. Adrienne Laura, OBGYN, from Oxnard Celebrating Women's Center, and you can visit her website at www.oxnardobgyn.com for more information. It's all about women's wellness, female preventive weight management, Botox and fillers, and HD liposuction. She does it all. And she calls it not cheating. I love it. So anyways, I'd love to do that. Have you share that with all your friends and definitely go check it out. Also, I've got Douglas Ridley, and he is a criminal defense and DUI specialist. Hopefully, you won't ever need him. But if you do, he is a former deputy district attorney and now here to defend you and your loved ones. So you can visit him at www.DUIattorneys/California.com for more information. Also, we've got, you know, I'm really connected to all the animals, and we've got the third animal. Simi Valley Animal Shelter. It's their third annual Petapalooza, and that's actually today from 10 to 4 at Teresa's Country Feed and Pet Store in Simi Valley. So I'd love to have you kind of come out there and check it out. We've got sign up for the site tour of the Ventura Water Pure Demonstration Facility Plant, and that's held every Saturday from 9 to 11, and register, contact Gina Dorrington at gdorrington@venturawater.com. We should all take an interest in that and know where our water comes, and I just think it's so interesting. So anyways, and I'm so glad that they're here to support our show too. All right, let's bring our first guest on. And again, we have a Pete's Breakfast House. If you would like to win that, I'm telling you, it's a great hearty breakfast, and I'd love to share that with you. All you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008. Let's bring our first guest on. Juliana, are you there?
Yes, hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I just wanted to say I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been... More painful than I could ever imagine. My mom was really, truly my best friend and my biggest cheerleader. And, you know, I feel her. I feel her here, and I'm just going to kind of believe that. So, but thank you so much for that. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I'm really excited to talk to you. And I love the way, is it vegetarian? Is it?
No, it's hard to say, but it's a play on the word vegan and Mediterranean.
Oh,
and it's actually
okay.
The vegetarian.
Okay,
the vegetarian.
I'm glad I asked that. Okay. So tell us, is this your first book?
No, this is my third book.
Oh, wow.
My first book was The Complete Idiot's Guide to Plant-Based Nutrition, and then I co-authored a gluten-free vegan cookbook as well.
Oh, you're going to have to send those to us. I love all this kind of stuff, you know. It's just so, when you're taking care of your body and honoring who you are, it's something that we can all do, and some of us think, you know, fast food, there is great fast food, and fast food's actually getting, you know, better out there, but there's nothing better than honoring your body.
Absolutely. I mean, that's pretty much the key of this book, is about honoring your body and the planet and the animals and this very holistic, symbiotic approach to looking at food and how we quite literally are what we eat.
And so how did you get into this?
Well, I'm a registered dietitian, and I'm a TV host, and I've been kind of really passionate about plant-based nutrition for many, many years. And it was about 10 years ago that when I finished graduate school, and I found that a whole food plant-based diet is the most effective, like just extraordinary with the benefits compared to, you know, the traditional type of teaching people to eat. So I've been a personal trainer for 20 years, and then as a dietitian, I would watch my clients go from having very minimal benefits, you know, like basically not having to increase their dose of medication or losing a couple pounds. When I switched them to a whole food plant-based diet, the results were just extraordinary, like people getting off of medications and losing lots of weight without ever being hungry. And it was kind of like this amazing, amazing revelation of the benefits, the real power of what you can do with food.
Wow. And Juliana, where's your TV show?
It's on Z Living. It's called What Would Juliana Do? It's a talk show. It's a wellness talk show.
Oh, I love that. And where is it located? Where are you located?
I'm in your area. I'm in LA. I'm near you.
Okay. I got to be on your show too. Okay. This is going to be fun. I love it. Question. Okay. So here's a question, is autoimmune. Is there anything that you can do with that through, through eating?
Honestly, you would be amazed at what we're finding with autoimmune disease and a whole food plant-based diet, because we already know that it's the only way of eating that can literally reverse advanced stage cardiovascular disease and type 2 diabetes. But there's a lot of research coming in on multiple sclerosis and other autoimmune things like rheumatoid arthritis, where people just see benefits. They just get better, because basically a whole food plant-based diet is an anti-inflammatory diet. You're just flooding your system with phytochemicals and antioxidants, and it basically just, you know, it just helps with inflammation, which is basically the crux of autoimmune disease. So it's probably the most powerful tool we have, and much better than medication, because, you know, all the medications for autoimmune disease are very, very intense and potent and a lot of terrible side effects. So this is the only side effects of a plant-based diet is increased energy, you know.
Darn, wow, okay, I love that. That's so good. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. We're talking with Juliana, is it Hever?
Yes, yeah,
okay,
perfect.
Great. And we're talking about vegan and Mediterranean. So say, how do you say it? Vegetarian?
Vegetarian.
Vegetarian. Okay, diet. So what exactly is that, and how did you come up with that name?
So I was speaking on a cruise in the Mediterranean, and I was looking out at the beautiful waters, and I'm thinking, okay, I've been a dietitian for many, many years, and always the top of the headlines is how amazing the Mediterranean diet is. But here I am looking at all this research in the plant-based world, and like I said, it is the only diet that's ever been able to reverse advanced stage cardiovascular disease, our world's number one killer, and type 2 diabetes, and there's just extraordinary research out there. So I kept asking, well, how is it possible that the Mediterranean diet gets all the props when really the plant-based diet is the most effective one we know? So that inspired it. I went home and I dug into the research. I started way back at, you know, Plato and Hippocrates, and looked at all of the ancient Greek wisdom and moved all the way through the centuries and put all the research together. And then I, you know, I talked about how to make it work in modern day. And it's essentially why a whole food plant-based diet is best, why, it, you know, why the Mediterranean diet is effective, why it's not. But then also I have about 70 recipes or more that are all Mediterranean inspired.
Oh, and you know what? I didn't get your book yet, but this is a book, obviously, correct?
Oh, you didn't get the book yet. You, oh, that's too bad.
No, but that's okay. I'm sure I can't wait to see it. And so do you actually have, like, if you have lupus and you would know what to eat, is that how your book is set up?
My book is set up to show overall health advances and all the benefits, and it tells you how to do it. So it tells you why it's beneficial, but it's not like disease specific, because it's kind of this weird thing where it's a one size fits all plan. This is something that if you eat this way, it kind of makes your body enable itself to take care of itself and to fix itself. It's like you can really get as healthy as possible by eating this way. So it's a why the benefits are kind of two chapters, but then the rest of it is how to make this happen in your day-to-day life. You know, we're all busy working people, and, you know, I have two little kids, and it's not easy to eat healthy all the time. So I just kind of wanted to make it, here's a guide, here's what, you know, how to do it and how to do it simply and for life as a sustainable way of living.
Well, I love that. And, you know, will you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break, and then I want to kind of find out what the baseline principles are and you know what you recommend eating for well-rounded health diets.
Is that good? Sounds great.
Okay, perfect. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do also want to invite everybody on Saturday, March 12th. We've got the art collection, and it's the collector's choice, and I would love to have everybody go out there. You can purchase your tickets. It's going to be from 6 to 9, and it's over at studiochannelislands.org. So just go on their website, studiochannelislands.org, for more information. And all the proceeds go to the Studio Islands. It's going to be a great, I've heard it's amazing. So have you ever done that? Have you ever gone?
I have not been.
Yeah, so it's perfect. So anyways, love to share that with everybody. And of course, that will be in our newsletter. And again, I would love everybody to get a newsletter. Also, let's give out a pair of Harlem Globetrotter tickets, and of course they are celebrating their 90th year. Love to get those in somebody's hands and go and share that with everybody. All right, stay with us, and again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, composite tile, and slabs. Through February, we're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefabs in the slab yard, with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll make your dream home a reality. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Help Susan G. Komen, Los Angeles County, eradicate breast cancer by racing for the cure. 25% of net funds raised fund research. The other 75% provides local funding for crucial breast health services for Los Angelinos in need. Register today at KomenLAcounty.org or call 310-575-3011.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on my show, The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Of course, Elise Gelman is here. And you don't even go through Gelman anymore, right? Tell me, what am I, Elise Gelman?
It's Weil.
Weil, because you got that beautiful husband of yours, right?
That's right.
There you go. And of course, Tom Spence. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. You know what? I have actually some Illusionist tickets, which is live from Broadway, and they're playing at the Pantages all the way through the 13th. I went and saw Dirty Dancing out there, and it was so good. And so anyways, I got a pair of tickets for somebody out there. I'd love to share them. All you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008, and I'd love to share those with you. Of course, we're talking with Juliana Hever, and we're talking about,
Vegetarian.
Vegetarian. Thank you so much. All right. And I was looking up your book, and I love it. And so tell us a little bit of what your baseline is and your principles.
Okay, well, thank you. Okay, first of all, the Mediterranean diet, you know, there's all these myths about it. Oh, if I pour olive oil over my hamburger, it'll be healthy. Or if I have a glass of red wine with my burger and fries, it'll be healthy. There's like a lot of myths surrounding it. But if you really dig in, the reasons that it's really super beneficial is because it is actually a whole food plant-based diet. If you look at it in retrospect, if you look at the details of how many calories people consumed from plants versus animals. So it is a plant-based diet, but it's not a vegan diet. So what I did was I took all of those principles and I brought them into modern life. Like right now, here in 2016, we're seeing like a crazy environmental crisis. There's a lot of, you know, horrible stuff happening with factory farming. It's the number one cause of, you know, all of this climate change and all this stuff happening environmentally. And then just because of the fact that we're producing billions and billions of animals a year in really horrific conditions, it's led to, you know, a very special kind of situation where we really have to start considering our meat consumption overall. But in history, we never consumed three servings of meat every day. We didn't have a hunk of meat in the middle of the plate. You know, the people had it as a condiment. So it's basically putting the Mediterranean diet into context historically and globally with how we are today and what we need to do in order to be healthy ourselves personally, to reduce our impact on the planet, and to reduce the suffering of animals.
Wow, that's great. I love that. And so do you recommend limiting, or you said avoiding oils? I mean, do you think avocado oil is really good, or, you know, olive oil if it's 100%? Or?
So I had to dig deep into the research because olive oil is a staple in the Mediterranean diet traditionally. But I've been recommending not having oil for most people. Now, so I really looked at all the research on olive oil, and here are my conclusions. First of all, olive oil it's the number of all oil in general, including avocado oil, coconut oil. It's 100% pure fat, so it's a processed food. It's not, you know, it doesn't come off the tree like that. So it's 100% fat. It's 2,000 calories a cup, and because 2 out of 3 Americans are trying to lose, are overweight or obese, and 1 out of 3 people in the world are overweight or obese, most people are trying to lose weight. So the easiest way, and I've been working with clients now for 20 years, the easiest thing that people could do in their diet is just swap out the oil and, you know, saute with vegetable broth or water, and there's so many, I mean, all of my recipes are oil-free, and you don't miss the flavor at all, but you're saving hundreds or thousands of calories a week.
Wow, that's interesting. You never think about that, because you think that that's, you're doing it healthy because you've got you know, like you said, coconut oil, or, you know, but there's a lot of different things. So can you tell us about a few recipes from your book?
Yeah, so what I did was I did a lot of staples. I mean, I did a handful of staples, like how to make, you know, vegan-style buttermilk and you know, that kind of stuff, like plant milks and all these different kind of things you could have at home. But then I went around. So the Mediterranean is about 18 to 21 different countries, right? It's got a lot of different cultures. It's a really exciting place. It's not just Greece, of course. There's the Middle East, and there's all these wonderful traditional foods that come from there. So I kind of explored all of those different foods, and I have a lot of different things from, you know, Egypt and traditional, you know, definitely Greek and Italian, but there's all sorts of different flavors and spices, and I kind of try to make it really interesting. So, yes, there's a little bit of pasta, but there's more stuff like, you know, because what I recommend is vegetables, fruits, whole grains, legumes, nuts, seeds, herbs, and spices. So there's all sorts of different things. You could do a Middle Eastern tofu scramble for breakfast, for instance, or a cheesy, smoky butternut squash pasta. I did falafel, stuff like that. So it's all kind of different flavors and different styles, but really applicable and easy ingredients that we could find everywhere here.
I love that. Now, you know what's always hard for me is I don't love breakfast, okay? And so you had mentioned...
Me either.
Okay, so I'm not alone. Like, I would rather have a piece of chicken for breakfast, you know?
Yeah, I have salad for breakfast.
Okay, so good. That makes me feel better then. But those are some of the challenges to eating healthy, right? I mean, and so how do you recommend people to overcome some of those challenges?
Well, I wouldn't consider that particularly a challenge just because you're not craving something sweet or something, you know, traditional. In breakfast, I always recommend people eat when they're hungry. So if you're not hungry at 6 in the morning when you're leaving, so just have a meal ready for when you do get hungry. So that's a barrier across all lifestyle. But there are some barriers to eating healthy that people find. And I think the most common ones I find with my clients are convenience. And, you know, we are, like I said, really busy. I've got 2 kids. I work full time. And just getting meals, healthy meals on the table 3 times a day is always a little bit of a challenge. So it's all about getting back in the kitchen. And I talk about just trying to get back in the kitchen very simply and learning how to batch cook and, you know, just to prepare in advance and just to make it as easy as possible. Because I love that whole concept of if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So that's, I think that's the most biggest barrier.
Right. Wow. I love that. And how long have you had your show?
Oh, we did a season. We did 39 episodes.
Wow. How did you get into that? So what do you do on your show?
Well, it's a wellness talk show. So we covered a lot of different topics. So I've got my fitness and my nutrition and my cooking background. So we did a lot of that. But we also incorporated stuff like beauty and fashion and animal stuff. You know, we had...
Oh, I love it. You know, I'm actually a hair therapist. So I work from the outside in. So, and then that's how I started my show, you know. So I think that's interesting.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah. So, and I'm looking at your pictures. And so, wow, I love this. So you, do you have your own practice too?
Yes, I see clients. I mostly see clients around the world, like via Skype and FaceTime and email and phone. But I do in-home consults as well if people are local. And I love working with people one-on-one. I teach, I lecture around the world. I teach medical students. I teach, dietitians, and just wanting to get the word out to everyone about how healthy and how important it is that we eat more plants.
And let me ask you, I know that you talk about vegan and plant-based and Mediterranean. How are they all connected? Is it more because they're all plant-based or...
They are. I mean, so vegan is basically an exclusive definition saying I do not eat animals, but it doesn't really say what you do eat. So the way you say, you know, the whole food plant-based term that's only been coined only just a few years ago is basically saying that my diet, it's an inclusive definition. I eat whole plant foods. So that's what that is. And the Mediterranean, that's what I tore apart with the vegetarian. I really dissected it. And essentially, yes, it really was a whole food plant-based diet because they had very minimal animal products and it was primarily whole plant foods.
Wow. And so if somebody was not feeling good, let's just say, you know, lupus or MS or maybe they're just having, you know, rashes, skin rashes, any of that stuff, would they come to you and you would be able to?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And that's what I do. People come to me with exactly those conditions. And it is incredible how quickly eating this way resolves the problem. Like, some people can reduce medication, but it's a very dramatic and rapid transformation health-wise. It just literally could happen within days. I've had people that have come to me with lifelong asthma, lifelong eczema, and boom, like within 4 or 5 days, they are so much better. Their rashes are clearing up. They have, and all those added benefits of having energy and feeling great. And just, it's so, I can't even begin to tell you.
Oh, you
the
seem
things
so
I've
excited
seen.
About this. I love that. I love when somebody's so passionate about it. You know, where do we find you and where do we find more about you?
Thank you, Kim. I am at plantbaseddietitian.com. That's my website. And I'm on Facebook as Plant Based Dietitian, Twitter as Plant Dietitian. And you could find me basically on the web. And that's where all my, you could sign up for a session on my website, plantbaseddietitian.com. And you can contact me directly through there as well.
Well, that's great. And can you send me all of your books? I don't know if all of them came or not, but if you could send me all of them, I'd love to have you back.
I would love to. Thank you so much.
You got it. And again, Juliana Hever. And of course, it is the vegetarian
diet.
You got that little tongue twister there. So anyways, I'm really excited to read it. And I think that, you know, so many times things like that can really help us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, Kim.
Share our show with everybody, too, and I look forward to having you back. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Kat Smiley, and we're going to be talking about the planet-friendly diet. Can you tell where I'm going with all these things? I love things that can make us feel better, and so I would love to share them with you. I would love to, let's see, what can we give out? Shen Yun, and I've got tickets to that. And Shen Yun is an experience, a divine culture, and they've got lots of different places that they're playing, Thousand Oaks, Northridge, Granada, up in Santa Barbara, and of course in Los Angeles. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Looking for a new restaurant to try in Camarillo? Join Mission Oaks Cafe for a fresh and local dining experience. Mission Oaks Cafe now features a new menu, elegant wine pairing nights, authentic Mexican tamale Tuesdays, the Build-A-Burger, ribeye Fridays, live music every weekend, and a full bar. Mission Oaks Cafe can also take care of all your catering orders, big or small. Open 7 days a week. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at missionoakscafe.com.
Do you feel stuck and you just don't know why? Do you find yourself pushing others away? Are you not where you thought you'd be in life? Lorraine Crane, transformational coach and founder of Finding Blind Spots, will help you unblock the barriers you face in your life and move beyond your self-imposed limits. She'll teach you to explore, reveal, and conquer your negative thought process to create positive and productive changes. What are you waiting for? Discover and conquer your blind spots at www.findingblindspots.com. That's www.findingblindspots.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. Our next guest, Kat Smiley. And we're going to be talking about the planet-friendly diet. I actually just had all the NABO women walk in. And I'm telling you, if you are not familiar with NABO, it is National Association for Women and Business Association. Is that right? Did I get it right, you guys? Okay, good. Anyways, I'm so excited to be a part of this. I'm telling you, I just missed your last meeting, but oh my gosh, they're so good. If you have a business, this is something that you want the support. I'm always talking about support, and they've got just amazing support. NABO's 17th annual Bravo Awards and luncheon is coming up, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that. So I hope that you stay all the way through our show. Our next guest that we're going to talk with right now, Kat Smiley, the Planet Friendly Diet. Kat, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, good morning.
Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us here on the brighter side of the Kim Pagano Show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
About myself?
Sure.
What would you like to know?
Well, you wrote this book. Why'd you write this book?
Well, it's a 21-day guide to sustainable health. It focuses on having women kickstart their change towards healthier and happier by making lighter choices and also making kinder choices to both the environment and themselves. So not only will they lose weight, they will also become more aware of their food choices.
I love it. Is this your first book?
Yes, it is.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
What is your background?
I am a former professional athlete. And have been a personal trainer for over 20 years. I own a weight loss retreat in Whistler, BC, and I've also been a certified nutritionist for about 20 years as well. So really just focusing on helping women make those often very challenging changes in their physique that simply going to the gym and eating less can't. I focus on really helping women understand the whys so that they can implement the hows.
Really interesting book. And so you actually have a little bit of a workbook in here. So it's actually 21 days, and each day you kind of write your weight, your goal. Can you kind of explain to our listeners how that works?
Yeah, so you just fill it in. So you've got your weight every day. I really do believe that it's important to keep yourself accountable by weighing yourself. A lot of people are probably listening to this with arms up in the air saying, no, I don't weigh myself. It's about how I feel. And for the most part, if you are on a good track with your sodium intake and your exercise, daily weigh-ins, I do believe, is something that can really be a motivator towards achieving your goals. So, it's got the weight that you write down, but also it's got notes that you write to yourself about your goals, about what perhaps you want to achieve that day, such as not have a cookie with your 10 o'clock coffee, for example.
That okay, because you seem English, right? And that is what the... Are you English?
No.
Or Canadian?
Yeah, Canadian.
Canadian, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, my whole family's from England, and it's so funny. My dad will come over, and he'll be like, do you have a cookie with... I'm like, Dad, seriously, you're on a diet. I know, but you just got to have that little sweet, you know, so...
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
That's funny. So what are the keys to success in finding your happy size? You know, that to me has been kind of a journey that I think... I'm a hair therapist, and I always see people that are really trying to, it's like they come in and they want different hair. It's like, let's honor our, you know, our transportation that we've already been given. And so many times we want to look like somebody else. We want different hair. We want a different body. What if we make our best of what the body that we have been given?
That's so true, Kim. Just yesterday, I chopped off all my hair and went back to natural color.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, my goodness. It's just so bizarre to look at myself in the raw. I didn't recognize myself. And, you know, what our happy size is, what our natural body is, it changes. It's different when we hit menopause. It's different when we hit puberty. It's different after we have children. It's different when we're training for a marathon. We need to embrace each journey, each chapter of where we're at, and appreciate that every size is beautiful in its own way. As long as we're feeling good and that we're feeling empowered about making responsible choices, it's just like how some people prefer red hair over blonde hair, and some people think brunette's better. Skinny isn't any better than muscular. You know, it's skinny can look beautiful. Muscular
right.
can look beautiful. It's all about whether you, what your preference is, just like red hair versus brown hair.
Right.
You know,
right.
It doesn't have to be a cookie cutter one size fits size six.
Kat, I want to ask you, since you are an athlete, you're also a trainer, you're well-rounded in so many ways, but many people at the beginning of the year, they start to think that I'm going to start a new fitness routine, and they, you know, they go in it gung-ho, and they, you know, sometimes that's not the way. You need to almost gradually go in it so that you can sustain it. Can you just talk to us about that?
Yes, I think that every Monday is a good opportunity to, you can kind of have a new year every Monday. And
I love that. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, it's setting yourself up with short-term, medium and long-term goals. It's not about the big picture that making this the fittest year ever. Start small. Start to think about doing a cellular cycle, which is 90 days. And that starts by just going 21 minutes, 21 hours, 21 days of thinking in the right way about yourself, about your choices, about your activities. Just make those simple steps and just slow down. Slow down.
You're telling the right person to slow down. I bet all these ladies in here, too.
Goodness. Yeah. It's just, you know what? Sleep comes first. If you can't get your sleep on track, don't even bother calling me, really.
It's like
don't call a personal trainer to whip you into shape if you're still awake all night and you don't sleep, really. You've got to get your sleep on track first.
You
got to
get your beauty sleep, right?
I guess,
there you go. Kat, I know we like barely touched on anything. I want to have you back, and I want really dig deeper. Can you leave us with one really great tip that we can get started and find our happy size?
Focus on why you want that. Mm. Why do you want to be that size? And then just remember that. Write it on a sticky note. I want to be this size because I want my daughter to be inspired when she comes home from school and sees that mama is in good shape, for example. You know, and so it's hard to tell your kids to not eat pizza after school and go play on the swings.
I love it.
If you're not on that train.
There you go.
So just focus on the why.
All right. Well, I love it. And I hope that you share our show with everybody. And I hope that you'll come back. And I thank you so much, Kat Smiley, The Planet Friendly Diet.
Thank you so much.
You got it. All right. Well, I have these wonderful ladies here from NABA. We've got Allie Anderson. And how are you doing?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you.
Well, and of course, Dr. Brenda, is it Terzian?
Yes.
Yes. And I'm so excited to have you both here. First of all, Allie, you are actually being honored as the Young Woman Entrepreneur of the Year.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You got to talk right into it, ladies. So there you go. So tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Well, I'm originally from Florida. I lived there my whole life. I just recently moved to Ventura about a year and a half ago.
Congratulations.
Yes,
wow.
I love the community so far. But my husband was in the military for 5 years. He was in the Navy. So he got stationed in San Diego last year. And then once he got out of the military, we moved up to Ventura, where his family's from. So.
And so, Allie, okay, so you are the co-owner of Presh Events?
Presh Events, yes.
Okay, tell us, like, what you do and how did you, I mean, you know, I always am so inspired by young, amazing, you know, women that have gone out of the box and just said, you know, I was 21 when I had my own hair salon.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember asking my dad, you know, and I went there only for a job. You probably came to me then, right? But anyways, I only went there asking for a job and they said, are you here to buy it? And I was like, oh. And the next thing I know, I was buying it. And it was like, oh my God, you know, and you do. If you believe in yourself, then mm-hmm. others can believe in you too.
Definitely.
So
I was on my honeymoon last January, and I realized I was so exhausted from planning my wedding. And I just felt like other brides needed a day of coordinator. I was doing most of the work the day of, and it was hard for me to completely focus on the day itself. And you know, I was worried if the flowers were in the right place or if they had the right linen color, when the cake was going to get delivered, things like that. And I just couldn't really focus on my husband in that day and that moment. So when I was on my honeymoon, I texted my cousin-in-law, Lisa, who I knew was a certified wedding planner, and she hadn't done anything yet with her certification. But I texted her and I said, hey, let's start a wedding planning business. Let's just get out there and do it. And she was on board, and Presh Events became official with a website up and running. And 2 weeks after I got back from my honeymoon, we said, you know, let's take 6 months to really plan this out. But
why the name Presh?
Well, it comes from precious.
I thought so. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And
because that
we
is
just,
such a precious moment.
It is.
Yeah.
It
and,
is.
And, you know, both of my daughters got married last year. And, oh, my God, just the details. Mm-hmm. And when you put all that work into it, it's funny because they kind of wanted to, you know, I think we're kind of a creative family. So they knew exactly what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And we did. We hired somebody. But it was, you know, it's all about paying attention to the details.
Definitely.
So what are some of the details that sets you apart from other planners?
Well, I really think day of coordination is kind of a new term, and it really just started in the past couple of years. And for us, we don't just coordinate the day with the vendors. We're really doing all of the legwork for the bride, and we're on her side. We want to make sure she's enjoying her day and really focusing on the moment and just living in it. And we want to be sure that everything besides cleaning and everything like that, we want to be sure all the vendors are on the right page and all the guests are happy, and we just don't want the bride and the groom to have to deal with any of the crazy stuff that happens during that day.
Well, and do you have your own team now that, you know, it's
yeah, I guess you could call it a team. I use my husband and her fiance.
That's your that's team. Our team. That's our team. That's
the best team you can have.
Do we all do that? Trust me, my husband's like, what do I need to know? Yep. Where do I show up? You know, and I've got four kids and they're like, Mom, what? I'm like, you know, and I really believe that. Tom, we always had a discussion on that as partners, you know, mm-hmm. but it's all about that team and creating teamwork within mm-hmm. your family. And so it's so important to do that. Okay, so let's go back to Dr. Brenda. Is it Terzarian?
Dr. Janice Shinkawa is our president.
Okay.
I'm Brenda Terzian.
Okay, so I'm sorry. We got that wrong. I'm sorry. Brenda, tell us about who you are.
I am the president-elect for Nabo, California.
Okay.
Nabo, Ventura County.
Ventura County.
Yes, we are.
And so Ventura County, because there was one in Westlake. Is it all combined now? Yeah, I love it. Such a great feeling. Such a great, I can't express to you how excited I am to be a part of this now. It's just a great support, and then there's the monthly speakers and meetings, right? How was the other one the other night, finding balance?
She was great.
Yeah,
she was very good.
I think I had her on my show like 4 years ago or something, so I was so excited to be a part of that. But just give my listeners an overall, because I'd love to invite anyone that owns a business. And do they have to own a business to be a part of this?
No, we also have what is called a supporting member who their business supports women business owners. So like banks, we'll have people from banks or people from another company.
That stand we in even, for them for business or come and support
them. We even
them,
have male members who their business supports women business owners or women, you know. So it is a our meetings are supportive, informative, and they're very educational. So
that's why we go hand in hand. That's what, you know, and you know, I really think that if everybody has somewhere to kind of cultivate their business in a not that you're not walking out, you know, we all are in networking. We all do that. That's part of our business. And I love that, meeting new people, but it's not like meeting depth of friends that you want to do business with. And I think that's the difference between Nabo. It's kind of an underlying, we all have that good support for each other.
Yes. Our mission statement is to propel women entrepreneurs into economic, social, and political spheres of power worldwide.
Wow. That says a lot right there. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us, waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. And I'm Kim. I'm here with Elise. And I'm here with Tom. And, of course, we got Allie and Brenda. And I want to ask you, so Allie Anderson is nominated for Young Woman Entrepreneur of the Year. What does that really mean?
Well, we really want to support the younger women. 25 and under was our Young Woman Entrepreneur of the Year. And we were searching for somebody because to own your own business prior to being 25 years old is amazing in itself. And Allie, being co-owner and owner of two businesses, was just phenomenal. So
you have two businesses? Okay, we didn't talk about the one other business. Okay, so what's the other business?
So I first started my Etsy shop. I don't know if you've heard of Etsy.
Of course, yes.
Yes, it's a handmade online shop. And so I sew custom monogram totes and T-shirts.
Okay.
And I started when I was in my last semester of college, and my husband was about to get new orders to go somewhere in the world. So I knew I wanted to work and travel, and I was also pregnant with my daughter at the time. So I began learning everything there is to know about Etsy and how to run and manage a business, social media, how to advertise to my target market, edit photos and graphics on Photoshop, and of course ship and make all the orders on my own.
Still have your store?
Yes. Yeah. It keeps me so busy. 40 hours a week at least.
Oh my God. You are awesome. I love that. You know, I would love to introduce you to both my daughters because you're just like them, you know. And
I'd love to meet them.
So who is your mentor? Who do you look up to? Is it your parents? Have they
probably
always...
my mom. She has her own business. She's a therapist in Florida, and she's run her own business for 25 plus years. So I look up to her, and I've always wanted to do something on my own, and I went for it. So.
I love it. I love it. You know, we're going to take a really quick break, but when we come back, you know, I know your husband's not always there to support you. And I want to find out where you get your support and how you juggle, because mm-hmm. that's something that us women, you know, there's something about multitasking and we got it down, you know?
Yep.
So anyways, all right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I'd love to give away some rolling pin donuts. I know that just sounds like yummy food. And of course, they're located on Las Posas in Camarillo. I'm telling you, the line is always down. I mean, like, they've always got a line. They're 24/7. They've always got those warm. Is there anything better than a warm donut? I don't know. When I'm feeling, and I eat really good, but every once in a while, I just gotta have that jelly donut. So anyways, I'd love to give a dozen away right now. All you have to do is call up at 805-419-0008 419-0008. And again, I do want to remind you that we have been here from 6 o'clock, and we're going to be here all the way to 8 o'clock, and then again from 2 to 3. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I do want to remind you that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. And I just want to tell you a little bit about our next hour. We have Mia Tamaqua, that's how I'm going to say it, An Invitation to Happiness, and then Marcia Newman, 5 Gifts of Pro-Aging, and also Stephanie Spruill from Susan G. Komen, Race for the Cure. In fact, you guys got to come out with me. I'm going to get a team together at the Dodger Stadium, and I'll have a booth out there, so I'd love to share that with everyone. And, of course, we've got the NAVA winners in here. We've got one of them, Allie Anderson, and, of course, President-elect Brenda Terzarian, and we're talking about NAVA's 17th Annual Bravo Awards, and of course it's April 1st, right?
Yes.
I know we're going to have a couple other guests in here throughout up to that date that we're going to be awarding. And but tell us about that day, April 1st, and anybody can go to that. That would be a really great if you're just looking to find a new. You know, it's funny. I always start every year with okay. What am I going to get involved with this year? And because we can't go to everything, there's just not enough time, not enough room. And this was one of my top choices. And thank you so much for making it possible. So what are we going to find on April 1st?
Okay, Bravo is our annual event where we celebrate and honor businesswomen with an award. Our top awards this year are our Businesswoman of the Year. And this year, our winner is Nellie Acap with CorpNet.com. And new this year, we have our Lifetime Achievement Award, which we are honoring Senator Hannah Beth Jackson with her initiative and involvement in the Equal Pay for Women Act. We also award women in our community, not only business women, but educators and community advocates. This year we have, of course, our Young Woman Entrepreneur of the Year, Allie Anderson, with Presh Events and Allie Anderson Designs. We have a Rising Star of the Year, which is Adriana Perez with Skincare by Adriana. Education Advocate of the Year, Diane McKay with Mustang Marketing. Our Innovator of the Year is Andrea Gallagher with Senior Concerns. Our Visionary of the Year is Marianne Rodini Spencer with Rodini Entertainment Corporation. Our Community Advocate of the Year, who will be on your show, Kim, is Lisa Rule with the Acorn. Our NABO VC Member of the Year is Maura Raffensperger with Your Chief Simplicity Officer. And our Corporate Leader of the Year is Pacific Coast Business Times.
Wow. And how do they get nominated? Do people write in about them, or do they call in? Or
we open up nominations in November, and it goes from November to December, and we put it out in the newspaper, we put it out to chambers, we put it out to the public, also within our membership. So anyone in the community is able to be nominated.
And then who decides on it? How do you
decide?
Then
we decide to have a nominating committee, which consists of about 5 to 7
different
business owners.
Okay.
And we get together and we go through them. This year, all together, we had about 80 pages of, yes, it was a lot of reading. So what I did was I made all the copies and gave it to everyone before Christmas. And then January 7th, we all met. So they had a good chunk of time to read it.
Wow.
All and really make notes. And it really is a serious, we really have to narrow. It's a very difficult decision. There were a lot of nominations.
That's great. That's great. So question, I wanted to go back to Allie about juggling life. And really quick, I know we're at the end of our show, but what's one tip that you can share with everybody?
Well, for starting your own business, I definitely would say to never give up. While
that's
running,
a huge one.
Definitely. While running Shop Allie Anderson and Presh Events, there's many obstacles along the way. I've had to deal with expenses that led to tough decisions. Managing time between work and family is a big one. And just staying motivated. You know, sometimes you'll have that one bad review on Etsy, and even
don't
though,
let it knock you down.
No, even though you work so hard, you just got to keep going. And
well,
I think
that's awesome.
It's really
and thank
important.
You so much. And congratulations.
Thank
you.
Thank you so much.
And thank you again, NABO, for being here and being letting us be a part of your.
Well, and thank you, Kim, and the Kim Pagano Show for being our media sponsor. We really appreciate
you
it.
Got
and
that.
We'd like to invite everyone to come out to our Bravo event. Go to NABO, NAWBOVC.com.
There
thank
you go.
You.
I'm
.org.
Okay. And thank it's on my Facebook. It's on my newsletter that you should be getting. And again, we have another hour, but of course, we're going to end this hour with a moment of happiness, the secret of getting ahead. Is getting started. I'm so glad that you shared that with everybody. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. We'll be right back.